Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at TotalTutor, and NeilHaley.com, and I'm excited to welcome the program, Veer Das of Netflix. Veer, how are you, man? I know you're excited.
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. It's early, but I'm excited. I'm jet-lagged, but I'm excited.
You are so excited about April 25th. A Broad Understanding is premiering. It's the big thing, right? Once you get that Netflix special, here we go, right? Let's get rolling, right?
I hope so. I'm really hoping for just free upgrades on flights. That's the only reason I did it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about your type of comedy that we should expect on April 25th.
Whether it's funny or not is something that I guess the audience will tell me in a while. But the one thing I know is that it's Indian. It's unapologetically Indian. For a long time, I feel like the Indian accent or having an Indian accent has kind of been a bit. It's been something that comedians do for relief. It's always been the punchline and never a perspective. But this has been almost an Indian perspective on the world. I grew up in Africa, in India, and I went to college in America. So it's kind of about growing up in three different countries and not really feeling like you have a home. And it's, you know, it'll talk about legitimately American issues like, Obamacare or gun control or racism. We shot half of it in New Delhi and half of it in New York City. So we shot in a gigantic stadium in Delhi, but we also did like a really tiny basement in New York City. So it kind of goes from 11,000 people to 200 people. So it also features, theatrical stand-up, but also really intimate club stand-up as well.
Right. Now, Veer, what would you say are the misconceptions of people, think of people from India? What misconceptions do Americans have?
Well, okay, not all of us know how to ride elephants. I feel like we're clearing that up now in the world. Not all of us are smart is the thing. There's a lot of stupid Indians out there. Now, I feel like as Indians, we get two options. We're either like geniuses or we're Deepak Chopra. So not all of us are smart and spiritual. Some of us are just idiots like myself. Not all of us can fix your computer. Not all of us can change your cell phone plan. It's not as conservative a society as you think it is. Like Indians party hard. We live a wild life as well. It's just that version of India. And all of us are not breaking out dancing into Bollywood music every 5 minutes either.
And then also not all of you at one point when you first come to the United States work at a Quickie Mart, right? That's the other thing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting because you've seen how the growth of Bollywood, meaning in India, the music plus also the movies and how they've broken into the United States. So now having you being the comedy breakout, there's been a few, but now you can really bring that out for sure. And what has been the response to India with your comedy? What have they thought of it, especially, when you're kind of really breaking misconceptions, making things funny? How have they responded in most part to you being a comedian?
I think they've mostly been, a mix of supportive and just a little bit jealous because I got a visa. but apart from that, we had 11,000 people come out in Delhi, which is where I started my career, to kind of, pat a homeboy on the back and say, listen, well done, and give me a standoff, which is really nice. We're in an interesting space. We're a country that's, a force to reckon with on the world circuit. Comedians like Russell Peters, Aziz Ansari, these guys have put us on the map. You've got to give credit where it's due. People are willing to listen to a brown comic or punchlines about India because of these comedians. And now I feel like it's time to put an Indian perspective out there instead of just Indian punchlines.
And then your United States fans, how they've taken to this. They're like, wow, you really are different than we expected, right, when you first come out on stage, right? They're like, okay, have certain expectations, and then they say, oh, my gosh, he's really telling a story. He's really telling people, what these misconceptions are, and wow, we really learned a lot from you as well. It sounds like that's part of your comedy in a way, like you're surprising people in certain ways.
Well, I hope so. I mean, American crowds have been fantastic. I do come out and I open the show speaking Hindi, so it just kind of scares the hell out of them for about 30 seconds. And then when you preface the show by just saying, look, this is my accent, this is how I talk, but we're going to talk about real stuff tonight. And the show meanders between, you know, the really socially relevant stuff, yeah, and political stuff, but also really personal stuff, like my first kiss or losing my virginity or, you know, canceling a wedding or meeting the woman in my dreams, etc. So I feel like at a certain level, funny is funny across the world, right? And American crowds, you know, they want to hear about Trump and they might want to hear about gun control, but they also want to hear about what it's like growing up in Africa, what it's like growing up in India as well. They really are the most seasoned comedy crowd in the world.
Absolutely, and that's the excitement. Can you give us that preview of what you do when you go out in your opener, doing the accent and stuff?
Basically, I come out and say, "Namaskar, pura show Hindi mein karne wale hain. 2 hours, no English. Pura show Hindi mein hoga. Only English. Safed logon ki phati hui hai." And at that point, everybody kind of looks a little bit scared, and I just say, yeah. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, no. It's like that time we watched Narcos, basically. So, yeah.
All right, Veer, best place we can find information on you again, April 25th on Netflix. Where can we follow you and learn more about you? Where can we go?
Okay, so it's veerdash.in. That's my website. It's The Veer Dash on Twitter, Veer Dash on Facebook, and Veer Dash on Instagram. That's VIRDAS. Special's out April 25th, which is tomorrow.
All right, Veer. Thanks for getting up, man, and take care and good luck on your special, and thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Take care. All right, see ya. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.